Today is Monday, December 28th. What to know about the emergency relief money on its way now that President Trump has signed the bill. And scientists may have an answer to what's caused a handful of allergic reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine. Also, the latest on a Christmas morning explosion and how China could surpass the U.S. when it comes to the economy. Plus, we're talking about another Bitcoin record, the biggest box office opening since the start of the pandemic, and a new spending trend for pets. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More relief money is coming soon, including payments to individual Americans. That's because President Trump has now signed the $900 billion COVID-19 relief bill into law, despite his original objections. And with it, also passed the $1.4 trillion government spending bill, avoiding a government shutdown just in time. We'll remind you how the relief money will be used in just a moment. But first, what made President Trump decide to sign this bill now? Well, it's not completely clear yet. At this point, White House officials have not explained the decision. And remember, lawmakers from both parties passed this bill a week ago, but President Trump has been holding off signing it and instead has been demanding some changes, including larger payments for most Americans. Well, he ended up signing the same bill last night with some red lines through parts of it he didn't like. We haven't seen exactly what he wants to cut yet, and in a statement, he just said he wants to get rid of wasteful spending. Also, that doesn't mean Congress actually has to cut those parts out. Either way, most of the bill is expected to stay the same, which means right away, millions of people who lost their jobs will keep getting some extra unemployment benefits. Small businesses will get fresh aid. New funding will go to vaccine distribution and more. And Americans making up to $75,000 will get those $600 direct payments. That said, Democrats support President Trump's calls to hand out even more money, upping those payments from $600 to $2,000. So the House is voting today on a separate bill that would do just that. It's not clear yet, though, if the Senate will take that up, too. And without the Senate, it won't actually happen. So stay tuned. Meanwhile, there's still the issue of the defense spending bill. That's the one that would keep certain defense programs running and authorize things like service member pay raises. But President Trump vetoed it. He did not like the parts about overseas troop levels and that it would remove Confederate leaders' names from military bases. He also wanted the bill to make it easier for people to sue social media companies. So today, the House will vote on that bill again to possibly override Trump's veto. If that happens, as expected, the Senate will come back tomorrow to vote again as well. To be continued. Federal investigators are working to figure out why a man set off a bomb Christmas morning in Nashville, Tennessee. They say 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner was behind this, and he died in the explosion. Police say the morning of the blast, he parked his RV in downtown Nashville, blaring evacuation warnings for about 15 minutes before the RV exploded. So officers were able to evacuate apartments and keep people away from that area. The explosion still damaged dozens of buildings and seriously hurt three people, though they are expected to survive. Now, analysts are looking at Warner's online activity and financial history, hoping to learn why he did this. And they're checking the evidence for how he made that bomb. One theory, at least, ABC News cites a few law enforcement sources who apparently told them Warner might have been paranoid over 5G technology. The RV was parked directly in front of an AT&T store. But again, it's all still under investigation. Scientists are getting closer to answering a question surrounding the new COVID-19 vaccines. Why are some people having allergic reactions? So far, six people who received the shot in the U.S. reported getting a severe allergic reaction. That is out of nearly 2 million. But now scientists with the FDA think there could be one ingredient to blame for the handful of allergic reactions: polyethylene glycol, or PEG. Both shots on the market, the one from Pfizer and the one from Moderna, have PEG in them. That said, allergies to PEG are extremely rare. It's also used as an ingredient to some medicines as well as some cosmetics. But the journal Science says it's never been used in an approved vaccine. The CDC says people who are severely allergic to it should not get this vaccine. And of course, it's the same deal with any of the other ingredients. Again, though, this is not the final answer. It's just a theory for now. And the CDC says anyone who's allergic to other things like food, pets, or something in the environment like trees or mold should be fine to get this vaccine. In just 3 days, the UK is set to leave the European Union for good. Yes, we're talking about Brexit and the end of the year deadline. Well, the UK and the EU reached a trade deal just in time. The deal will keep the trade of goods running smoothly between the UK and the 27 nations still in the European Union. So they no longer need to worry about high tariffs or quotas on items moving between them. There will also be some cooperation for exchanging security information like DNA, fingerprints, and vehicle registration data. But it will be a little tougher for companies like banks to offer services across the region. Remember, this has been 4 years in the making. The British people voted for the UK to leave the EU back in 2016, in part because they believed the EU took too much control away from countries that wanted to govern themselves. Since then, they've been in a rocky Brexit transition period. But that ends on Thursday, when the divorce is finally complete. Though technically lawmakers in Britain and Europe still need to vote to approve the trade deal in the coming days, they're expected to approve it, though, without too much trouble. We have more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Native. I believe reading labels is key. I do it with everything in order to make informed decisions, from the food I buy to the personal care products I use. And that's part of why I love my deodorant coming from Native. Native has ingredients you've heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. And since aluminum forms a plug in your sweat glands to keep you from sweating, I like that it's aluminum-free. And Native never uses ingredients like parabens, sulfates, or talc. It's vegan and never tested on animals. And still, Native keeps me smelling and feeling fresh all day long. My go-to favorite scent has continued to be coconut and vanilla, but I like every scent I've tried so far. They have more than 10 options, including rotating seasonals, which are super fun. Also, Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. So do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or using the promo code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo, nativedeo.com/newsworthy, or use the code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. All right, now back to the news. China could become the world's largest economy even sooner than expected. The Center for Economics and Business Research now says China will overtake the U.S. in that top spot by the year 2028. The research center says that's because even though China was the first country hit by COVID-19, it controlled the disease quicker than others, so it did not need more than one lockdown. So unlike other major economies, it's avoided an economic recession this year. In fact, China is expected to see 2% growth this year while the U.S. economy shrinks by 5%. And the report says even if the U.S. does have a strong rebound next year, it still won't bring enough growth in the next several years. And yet, the BBC reports the average Chinese person is still expected to be poorer than the average American because China's population is 4 times bigger. Bitcoin seems to be on a roll in the U.S. The cryptocurrency surged to another new high, hitting more than $28,000 on Sunday. This follows a string of recent records. Earlier this month, it surpassed $20,000 for the first time ever. Then on Christmas, it approached $25,000 and just kept climbing. As of now, Bitcoin is up by about 275% compared to the same time last year. Many believe this massive rise is because big-time investors are leaning into cryptocurrency more and more. And that said, there could be some unintended consequences. For example, Bloomberg reports this could come with more scrutiny from regulators, which could lead to more rules and oversight. And keep in mind, it had a similar huge rise in 2017, which eventually fizzled. So stay tuned. It's been called the most scrutinized transport aircraft in history. We're talking about Boeing's 737 MAX jet. But now, only weeks after the FAA cleared it to fly again, one of those planes had engine issues and was forced to make an emergency landing. It happened during an Air Canada flight between Arizona and Montreal last week. Well, just after takeoff, pilots had to shut down one of the engines because they got an alert about it. So they diverted the plane to Tucson, Arizona, and did land safely. Now, to be clear, no passengers were on board this plane, only 3 crew members. And safety experts told Reuters this actually is not as alarming as it sounds. In fact, they say glitches like this are actually pretty common, and sometimes they even go unnoticed. But the 737 MAX jet has been under the microscope these days. As you know, that type of plane was blamed in 2 deadly crashes. So it was grounded for nearly 2 years and only recently got the okay to fly again. The NFL has fined the Baltimore Ravens $250,000 for breaking the league's COVID-19 rules. This all stems from a huge outbreak last month when roughly 24 Ravens members ended up on the reserve COVID-19 list, including quarterback Lamar Jackson. It forced several games to be postponed. That said, the Ravens' punishment is not as bad as what some other teams have faced. Either way, the pressure is on now for teams to avoid an outbreak, with the all-important playoffs starting in less than 2 weeks. And speaking of the playoffs, quarterback Tom Brady has helped the Tampa Bay Buccaneers make the playoffs for the very first time in 13 years. Of course, he used to be a star player for the New England Patriots, But this season, he transferred to Tampa Bay. And it seems to be paying off for the Bucs. They sealed their ticket to the playoffs Saturday when they beat the Detroit Lions 47-7. And by the way, Brady's former team, the Patriots, did not make the playoffs this year for the first time in 12 years. The numbers are in. Wonder Woman 1984 scored the highest box office opening of the pandemic. The movie hit both theaters and streaming in the U.S. on Friday, and since then, it's raked in about $17 million at U.S. theaters. It's also been a huge hit on streaming. CNBC reports nearly half of HBO Max's retail subscribers watched the movie on Christmas Day alone. The studio behind the film, Warner Media, says this has definitely exceeded expectations. In fact, it's done so well, the company is now fast-tracking its next Wonder Woman movie. It's worth noting, though, even though the film has been a pretty good moneymaker, it's gotten some mixed reviews. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it as well. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. So if you're making 2021 plans or are on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. All right, now back to Money Monday. And today we're talking about how Americans are spending more money on their pets during this pandemic. In fact, this year alone, the American Pet Products Association estimates people will spend a record $99 billion on them. As CNBC reports, Petco saw sales jump 10% from last year, and other companies say they've seen unprecedented growth that's more than three times what they projected. So why this increase? The founder of the pet gear brand Fable told CNBC there seems to be two reasons for the trend. For one, families are spending more time at home with their pets these days, and because of that, they're spoiling them more. Plus, more people adopted pets this year since they wanted a companion to help them ride out 2020. So that's increased pet spending as well. Pet owners are spending on all sorts of things too, from pet food to veterinary care. They're also looking for products that help their pets deal with boredom. And now experts think this trend could continue. In fact, they think both adoption rates and spending will keep going up as working from home or flexible work schedules become more common. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.